This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright
good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Corpus Christi now. Let's check in with Captain Cliff Webb, see what he's up to. Good morning, Cliff. What's happening?
Morning, Mickey. Man, hey, nice, man. And, nice and still.
God, yes.
We finally got the wind down after 6 months of waiting for it.
Oh,
it's just got
crazy?
Hot on me, though. Man, it's just, you know, the it's just typical August. You know, beach fishing has been fantastic. Our bay fish is hot. It's just, man, the early morning bite and just tons of fish, but not a whole lot of big ones this week like I've been getting just simply because of heat.
Yeah.
You know, I'm seeing some big fish, getting some big fish on, just not And a lot of them just snobbing me when you throw at them. It's just amazing. They just don't even want to look at you.
August snobs, man.
Yeah, August snobs, man. But it's been good, Mickey. I hung out with my grandkids yesterday on the beach, and it was a nice little wave, you know, about waist high, and trying to keep up with those grandkids on a surfboard like to wore the old man out. Let me tell you, dude, it was tough.
Don't let the old man in. Because he won't leave once you let him in.
Oh, my God. You know, I'd catch a wave with them and ride the wave, and they stay out in the water. Grandpa's got to come in and get a little water.
Endless energy, man. Just
endless energy, dude. And they stay in the water 4 or 5 hours without coming out. And I finally said, hey, man, you got to get back on the beach, get some more sunscreen on. So I drag them under the umbrella, coat them with sunscreen, and they send them back out. But it was pretty cool to get to, you know, surf a wave with your grandkids on the same wave. I always kind of wanted to do that, so I went with my kids. My kids are done surfing now. I got my grandkids, and I don't know how long I'm going to hang, Mickey, but I'm hanging right now. You know, we'll see what happens.
I got some bad news for you. It doesn't get any better, I can tell you that.
I know it, man.
Have you hit 70 yet?
No, sir. Next year, I'm 69 and getting ready to hit 70.
I knew you were getting close, man.
It's all right. It's all right. You know, I still got hope. I surfed with this guy in Costa Rica. He's one of the really good surfers. He was 72, and I could not believe how big a wave this guy could ride. You know, I surfed with him, and back then I was probably in my 50s back then when I was surfing with him. But, man, I'm hoping that I can hang, and I see those 70-something-year-old guys are still in good shape. They're doing it. Just takes a lot of work. I'm not so sure I'm willing to do it, but anyway, hanging in there. But, man, yesterday I pop out on the beach, and I got there right at daybreak, and my buddy Gretchen catch some big old toads on the beach, and I fire topwater out there by the third cast. Boom! Catch me a nice big trout, like 26 inches. You know, I'm thinking, man, we're going to hose them. Not another fish. It was just crazy.
Is y'all surf real clear?
Yeah, and you see them come up under the plug, or you'll see them in the wave chasing in, they just won't eat it.
Yeah.
You know, I downsize on leader material, and finally I put on that Little John, the small one, the watermelon red with a really, really small head, like a 1/16. Yeah. And this is probably like 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. I can see those mullet, you know, they get bunched up in those balls. You know, those fish are on them. And I'm standing parallel with the bar. Now I can see, and I'm in about maybe pocket deep water. And I see this shadow coming down the bar, and I know it's a big trout. You know, I can tell the shape of it. And it gets a little closer. It's not the right color. I mean, that fish is not the right color. It's kind of a greenish yellow color. It's a big old snook, man. And I fired that little John out there. He jumped on like a duck on a June bug. And when that fish turned away from me and come to the top, just getting ready to break the water, I got the hook set. I see that line around her head. One head shake, she broke it with those gills.
Yeah, gill rakers cut that leader, man.
Oh, God. You know, and I can't really go heavy leader because it's so clear. You know, 20 of that gold label is about as, or 25, I think I'm using about as light as I can go. You know, I'll use that fluorocarbon in that surf, but she cut me off. I sure would like to got my hands on that one. It looked like 30-something inch snook, you know, but some good fish in the surf. But our bay fishing is just tons of little fish, Mickey. God almighty. I've never seen so many little fish everywhere I go. I had Kelly, you know, down. Kelly and Jimmy.
Kelly Rising, Kelly, yeah.
Yeah, Kelly's son, you know, Cameron. And we pop out in this bar first thing in the morning, and the camera gets a big fish blow up. I mean, we saw the tail and everything. Fish never came back. And it was the same story. These big fish would just roll on those plugs and just not take them, you know. And then, you know, catch 15, you know, fish between 14 and 20 inches like crazy, just tons of those. But those really big ones, and I think there's so much bait in our system, and the water is so clear. I think a lot of these big fish are eating at night when it's cool.
Well, yeah, and they get any kind of big bait in them at all, they'll hold on to that 2 or 3 days before they even think about eating again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what happens.
It sure makes for some good smelling slicks when they decide to puke it up.
No, it doesn't. We've seen some good ones.
Juicy
too,
slicks is what I call them, big old juicy ones.
Yeah, you know. But so I'm fishing the drop off, and Jimmy, we're all catching heck out of the little fish on small topwater, small skitter walks, small top dogs, real small baits. We're downsizing. And Jimmy, I just had a fish on. My hand's already slimy, so Jimmy's got a fish on, and I just reach over to get his line. My hand's already slimed. Might as well take his fish off. Those guys are so good about taking their fish. They just do everything. You know, they're very professional.
Right.
So I grab the fish about 3 or 4 foot above the line. It's about a 13, 14-inch trout. And I sling him up in the boat. And for somehow, that fish hit me in the leg and stuck that barb in my shin. And Mickey, that thing started flopping and got it out. I just sit there and watched it. And he flopped a couple of times and pulled it out. I go, man, that was pretty cool. But it's amazing how fast that happens, you know. And I'm real careful, too. But that line just slipped out of my hand about a foot, and it made it to my leg, and that little trout flopped it in there. But, man, those little ones will get you, buddy.
Oh, they're nasty, man. That's the ones I hate catching on multi-hook lures when you're waiting.
Yes.
To get them up to you. They're just, that's the ones you got to watch out for. And I had a trout one time run into my leg with a mirror lure, and all three hooks on that mirror lure went into my calf of my leg. And it was a pretty good sized fish. It was 4 or 5 pounds, and he just kept shaking and just ripped the hooks out. Swam off.
Oh, he got it out too. That's what happened to me. That's kind of a good thing, yeah.
Well, your skin's already so soft from being in the water all day, I guess. I don't know. But I bled like a stuck hog. I said, man, if there's any sharks around, I'm fixing to lose my right leg.
I don't think I did it up where you're at. Man, you know. I got a big cut on my leg right now. I kind of scratched it against the boat. I'm kind of afraid to get in the water this week.
You better be careful with that because, man, there's a lot of reports of Vibrio going around, you know, with these stale tides during the heat of the day and, you know, as hot as the water is.
Yeah, and when that last weight I had with Kelly and them, I let them wait because I hurt my leg the day before, you know, but you know, last time we had that Magic Monday with Jimmy and Mike and had been in the boat, and Kelly had to miss it because I think he had to go to a wedding or something. But he missed that Magic Monday back in the spring. It was one of those incredible big fish day we had, you know. So I know he was all fired up, ready to go. Then we just like, you know, it's like, oh, we ain't caught over probably 100 fish, Mickey, but nothing big. You know, we had the big blow up and stuff, but couldn't land that pitcher fish. It was just like, yeah, another 13, 14, 18-inch fish. You know, an 18, 19-inch fish was a good fish that day. And you see the big fish come up, Mickey, and just one-hit wonder, never come back. Even if you drop a plastic on them after the blow-up, usually if you drop a plastic in behind them, you'll catch them. Nuh-uh. They just snobbed you. So I think there's a lot of bait.
Well, look at that day when John and I were down there with you and we were throwing them 7Ms. And some of the big fish that missed those baits that rolled up on them. I mean, I saw one go with that pink top water of yours. I was looking right at it the way you were working it, and that fish had to be 28, 30 inches long. He just missed it.
Yep, I know. I see a lot of that. And what gets me is you'll see one laying there, and you'll throw at it. And it's like you're not even there. It's just downsized to a little paddle tail, whatever, and she'll just find it to swim off. You know, then you'll meet one that just, she's in the mood, and she'll hit it, you know. We had one just hit a mullet. We're sitting there in the boat just kind of relaxing. There's a bunch of mullet go by, and this big, giant fish came up and just ate that mullet right in front of us, just left white death. What, the foam ring you call death ring? Right
death
on top
bubbles,
of the water.
Death
you know,
ring,
we just
death
threw,
bubbles.
We just threw all over that spot, all over that grass bed. You know, she didn't want anything we had. She wanted that little 8-inch finger mullet. She decided she wanted to eat it. But, we got plenty of numbers. Our water's good. It's just the heat. Our water is... In the morning when I get up, I'm looking at 87. Time I leave, I'm looking at 92. That's hot water, buddy.
Well, the advantage you have there is, you know, you got grass and sand, and it's shallow. And when you at nighttime, that water does cool down. See, our water's so deep and vast here that we don't get that cool down during the nighttime like you do down there. But then in the daytime, your water will heat up way faster than ours and get a lot hotter.
Yeah, and if I can find
different
those
animal.
Fish in the morning, yes. And that's what's happening now. I got super, super low tides. So some of my sand points and stuff that I've been finding these big fish on early in the morning on the cool, the thermal cool, you know, they're not there. They're off in the drop-off. And then what happens when they're off the drop-off? The guys are running their boats before daylight down those edges.
They're
and
running
my
all
fish
over
off them. You know, instead of
chopping
being up,
up
on the shoreline, yes, and they're chopping them up. So it's kind of the sight casting doesn't really go on until 9 or 10 o'clock, and by then they're heated up. So it's a little different animal. I know some guys are catching them side casts, and if I had some more time where I just spent all day up in the flats, I'd probably catch one. But, man, Mickey, by after 10 o'clock with no wind, you talk about getting hot. I mean,
I know.
The deck of the boat's so hot you can't put your hand on it, you know.
Well, the older we get, the worse that heat gets, too.
No. And that's what's so good about those guys I had this week, you know, killing those guys. They never let a fish hit the deck. You know, they bring him in, either take a pair of pliers and take him off the side of the boat, or, you know, don't let him touch the boat, you know, wet your hand and grab him. So these guys are pretty experienced about that. But you see a lot of these guys that just lay the fish in the bottom of the boat, you know, and talk a little bit.
Yeah, on a 200-degree checkered stick.
Yeah, they're kind of cooking him a little bit, you know,
Yeah, let's cook this trout on his checkered stick and get about four or five more photos, and we'll let the dolphins have him.
Yeah, it's pretty much done deal, but yeah, I'm trying to be careful with them. But the numbers of small fish are stupid, Mick. I've never seen this many little. I can honestly say that when you reel a fish in, there's three or four with them. That's just,
well, you know, last year you stopped on the Intercoastal and said, I want y'all to see this, man, how many little fish we got this summer. And remember along those grass lines on the Intercoastal? I mean, you couldn't get a lure back without a 12, 14-incher on it. I said, man, what a crop.
Oh, God, it's incredible. You know, it's just
even it's so more this year. That's crazy.
Yes.
Y'all are, well, you're going in the right direction. Little ones turn into big ones.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I hope so, man. But, you know, I'm seeing I talked to the Kroger guys every once in a while, and they're the same thing. They, man, we catch 10 little ones on these $1-a-piece Kroger before we catch a keeper. Then we're catching gaff top. They're catching 2 or 3 gaff top a day in the upper lagoon by Corpus Christi Bay. I don't know where they came from, but we got gaff top. That's something.
Well, through that Packard channel.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, they're coming out of the Gulf, man. I don't think they like that real salty stuff down south of you, but they'll hang out with that Gulf water there in that upper end where you're at. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last Saturday I pulled out, got to talking to you. I went to the beach, and they're building that new Bob Hall Pier, and it's under construction right now. Well, the crews were shut down on Saturday. There was 15 boats anchored up on those pilings, catching the heck out of tarpon. Well, jumping them, any tarpon, snook, and trout along those pilings. They were stacked up in there, Mickey. I was just standing on the beach with binoculars watching them, you know.
Structure around that current around the structure. That'll do it. Mm-hmm. Let me knock this break out, Cliff. Hang on a second, buddy. All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. Stop in and check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue served Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., along with their smoked sausage samples that are available daily in the store. You can try it before you buy it. And bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef. And check out their homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Hey, let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue block party headquarters. And their new Chuck Wagon patties, these are half-pound beef patties seasoned and loaded with cheddar cheese. And while you're there, check out their grab-and-go snacking products like their beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. And their wild game processing facilities open year-round. So you got to try their new sausage. It's really good. Get you some deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Hey, they got it going on at the Belleville Meat Market. Celebrating 42 years serving the greater Houston community, that's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:22. All right, Cliff, we are back.
All right, man. I think they're going to catch some good fish on the beach. It's just our tarpon fish is just stupid good. I just can't believe all the videos I'm getting. I'm sure everybody's catching them, but it right. finally got calm enough where everybody can get off, and the offshore fishing is just unbelievable. You know how many snapper and linger stuff are coming in from just the small boats offshore.
Oh, so, I know it, man. It's mosquito fleets catching them. Everybody's catching
yes,
them.
Yes, it is. You know, and it's just they waited so long to get this window. God almighty. You better enjoy it. You know?
Yeah, you never know. It's, you know. But it's been a good stretch. They've had a good run here.
And I
was talking to James earlier, and Cameron's fishing in that Legends billfish deal. And I was listening to that.
That's nuts, man.
A lot of marlin caught yesterday. My goodness.
Golly, that's something, man. That's really something. I was listening to that 8 blue or 7 blues or something. That's just
yeah,
crazy.
One boat, 7 blues, several whites. I mean, that's good stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been with Chicano. We had maybe 2 or 3 big fish on like that. And we had that couple big black marlin on. We had Mike Mahalik, that guy caught that blue that was almost 1,000 pounds with us, you know, with Chicano.
Right.
And he put that fish at cut rate tackle. Then I caught one that was about 700 pounds of black on stand-up tackle. I don't ever want to do that again.
No.
I'm way past that. My back was down for months, but Chicano forgot the belt that day. And so he rolled his shirt up and stuck it on the butt of the rod, and I've been over all day for 3.5 hours with that 700-pound black marlin. I don't ever want to do that again.
No, sir.
Never so glad when he grabbed that leader. I said, okay, I'm done, man. And after that, for
no,
years,
that's a chair fish, man. Getting a chair,
yeah, dude,
one.
It was horrible. And then every time after that, the few years I fished, we'd get a marlin on. I'd make sure somebody else is on that rod. I'm done, buddy. I'm done. You know,
I've done that tarpon fishing. I go, you want this one? I said, I've had enough. Y'all catch all of them. I watch.
Yeah, Brian like broke me on those jumps. Monster tarpon. Oh my God! You know those.
Brian
those
caught
giant
a big
fish.
One in that tournament down there last week at TIFF tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, did he win that
90
thing?
90-something inches, 93, 94 inches, whatever he said.
Oh, my God. Did he win the thing? Or?
Yeah, I think they got first on that, and that girl got second on something. I don't know what. He never did
that
say what
so
she
good.
Caught.
Oh, man. I got to call Brian. I got to get a trip with him. I want to go down and maybe in the fall and just fish some snook with him. I don't know if I got enough in me for another tarpon. I know he's probably just smoking the tarpon.
No, I'd like to go down, and I think November's a good month to go down there and catch
it is.
I know
the Gunther brothers go down in November to hose the snook down there. You know.
Yeah.
But that's a good time. It's finally cool. Just the trouble is, it's deer season. You know, you're all jacked up on birds and deer. And,
right.
And by the way, we got white wing. Like, it just looks unbelievable amount of white wing we've got, or at least it's just going to be stupid again this year.
Yeah, I think,
you know, last year we had white wing
too.
Yeah, it's good. My son's got them in his place, but the amount of white wing, you know, we used to never have these white wings like this. And the last, every year we get more and more. So don't know really what that's about, but I like it.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, keep them coming. You know, I just I don't think they're as good to eat as a morning dove, but they sure are fun to shoot, man.
Yeah, they are. A lot bigger bird, too.
Yeah, yeah. I need it. I got my son, my grandson's got a birthday coming up, you know, pretty quick. And I know he's not listening, so I can tell you, but we got him a single shot, 410, you know. So
right.
I started out with a single shot, and I was kind of thinking about, well, maybe an over and under. But no, I think that single shot makes you really take your time and really become a better shot when you start with a single shot. I really believe that.
Yeah.
You know, I started out with a single shot, 410.
One shot, one kill.
Yeah. I go to the 9 mile hole of the graveyards with the game wardens and the federal wardens when they were checking all the shot they were getting in the gizzards, you know, trying to go to steal shot, and all those big old giant pintails would come and they give me the first shot with that 410, you know. So I'd wait till I saw their eyeballs, you know, they got so close, and I'd shoot them, you know. Then after I popped that 410, they would unload with those automatics, you know, and I always got the first shot. That was fun, man.
But all the changes we're making. Make lead shot legal again for waterfowl. I mean, we hunt all these flooded rice fields and everything, and grass fields that we dove hunt over with lead, and then you got to have steel shot with ducks. And I mean,
yeah, I think I think a lot of ducks fly off that die later on shot with the steel. That's what I don't like.
Well, yeah, you know, they're leaking oil when they leave,
down,
and,
you know?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
You don't have the knockdown with them, and. Mm-hmm. Oh boy! Yeah.
And that's why, you know, when I'm shooting that, I shoot a little 20 over and under most time for dove, and I'm shooting that six shot, and man, what a difference that six shot makes on those smaller calibers. You just get, you know, you just get one or two BBs in the head or neck, and he's down. But I shoot 7.5 or 8, I just don't kill as many birds. But I go to those six, I knock them down with those 20 gauge.
One BB is all it takes. Boom, nail them.
Yeah. But you look up, and I'm sure Blaine's just got bunches of birds, because it seems like even down south they've had the right amount of rain. And
yeah, he's loaded. I don't know how many hatches he's had this year. He said it's double hatch for sure. And quail, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, Fred was down at our place yesterday, and Alice mowing with his mower. He sent me a picture of the thermometer, 118 degrees on his truck.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I don't know how he did it. He's out there in that tractor mowing, but. Man, I just, you know, I'm too old to get out there in 118.
Hey, if I was rich, I'd buy Blaine an air-conditioned cab tractor. Man, he goes down there and mows, and he's exposed to the elements. And I worry about him running over a big-time swarm of bees or something getting him. That's what I always worry about.
Yeah. Well, those things are aggressive. We got into them last year at the deer lease with Barry, and Garrett and I, we threw that deer leg in that gut paw, and those killer bees are in there. And boy, they hosed us. They got us quick, man. I'll never forget that picture of Garrett running. It was like a cartoon with that big old swarm of bees around his head. He was covering some ground, too. He's a fast, big old boy, you know. He was taking off the cam, but it looked like a cartoon. And I
There's
the
no
truck.
Way I could outrun them these days. I'd have to stop, drop, and roll, baby.
I was on fire. Yeah, I get in the gut wagon, the truck, you know, and I close the door, but the keys are gone. I can't roll the windows up. It wasn't pretty, man. The only thing that saved me, I had a bunch of coveralls on. They covered me up. But anyway, we got out of that deal. But
boy, my nephew and I, years ago, we started out with a hard southwest wind that morning, and he wanted to go. I would have been fine with just putting it back on a trailer and going home, but he was in, you know, he didn't have a golf tournament that week, so I took him. We went over and waited Dollar and all that area, and that southwest wind started laying down. I said, man, let's go out the channel. I got some good fish out there under slicks, and we headed out there and got on them big time. And I called Blaine, and I said, hey, man, these fish came up out here on the channel. I'm catching them good. I got the hook out on them right now. And he was, you know, fishing protected stuff. So here he come. Right before he got to us, I could see him coming. Well, there was a bee that kept messing with Sean. He took his ball cap off and swatted it and killed it. And when he did, he opened the gates of hell, buddy. This swarm of bees got after us. I guess he killed a queen. I don't know. But he made them mad, and they were those African bees. And, I mean, we're out in the middle of the bay in the middle of nowhere. And they started hitting us. And when Blaine's pulling up, setting up, and he's getting his anchor ready, and we're swatting bees, and I'm pulling the anchor up, and we fire up and just take off going down a channel. Well, that big old bunch of bees followed us. I mean, they're stinging us, and I'm running 40 miles an hour. And when I finally outrun them, they turned around and went back and hit Blaine's boat. And they nuked it. I look down there, and they're all swatting. And he's pulling the anchor up, and they take off running. That was the craziest stuff I've ever seen in my life. And one of his guys got stung on the esophagus. They had to take him in. He had to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, some people have some bad reactions to that stuff. I'm lucky they don't bother me too bad. I've been stung so much, you know, it just don't bother me.
Right.
But, boy, some people have reactions to that stuff. But, you know, and that's crazy how people tell me stories. They'll see them out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, out there 30, 40 miles, and they'll see a swarm, and they'll hit the boat. It's crazy.
Well, let me knock this break out, and we'll come back and talk about something else. All right, man.
No, I wish I was fishing more, Mickey. Sorry, buddy.
That's all right. I'll be right back with you, Cliff.
More folks.
Yeah, Angler U is committed to steadily expanding their library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics. They're archived. That way you can see patterns over time. Educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, real easy. Go to anglerU.com. You can become a member today. You'll receive great discounts from their partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 6:37 here in the Bayou City. Final segment already. It's amazing how time flies on Saturdays. All right, Cliff, we are back.
Man, that was some good music there.
Oh, yeah.
Some good old school stuff there. I like
keep
that.
Keep me rocking. Let's roll,
yeah,
baby.
Keep me rocking, dude.
Man, I'm looking at radar in the Gulf. Man, there's little showers all over the place, especially over towards Louisiana, drifting our way. And we don't have much of a rain chance today, but they're definitely drifting in our direction. So, who knows?
God, we need it. Everybody's yard just. This is one time I'm glad I got a rock yard. I don't have all the grass because our neighbors.
You got some showers out. Well, actually, Rockport and Aransas, I've got a few showers out in front of them, drifting towards the coast. But down your way, not much to speak of.
I'm hoping it's got the beaches because our beaches are so crowded. And I think when school starts this week, it'll let up. But we've never seen the amount of people we have on our beaches. Normally on Saturday, I can go out real early and everybody's still asleep on the beach and maybe do a little fish on the beach. But right now, this shark-a-thon, whatever's going on, there's so many shark rigs on the beach. It's nuts. I mean, everybody's got those high racks, you know, and they got those big rigs out, and they're about 100 yards apart all up and down the beach fishing for sharks, you know. So it's pretty wild right here on our beaches right now with the sharks. A lot of sharks being caught, Mickey. God almighty.
I know. Man. I saw that big one that was caught down at South Padre.
Yeah.
14 and a half feet long hammerhead.
Was it 14? I thought, I didn't know it was 14. I thought it was 12.
Second biggest ever caught, they claim.
I didn't see that one. Darn.
Yeah.
I've been keeping up all the great pictures. You know, it's just so good. People send me some great pictures from the beach.
Man, I can't remember the guy's name, the Hispanic guy. And, you know, he shark fishes. That's his passion. And
he caught it on the beach, off the beach?
Yeah, South Padre, on the beach.
I've seen some big ones on that beach. That's what's so cool. When you get down to the high banks, you get down 30, 45 miles down the beach. Those banks are real high up. And, you know, about 10, 11 o'clock, you can see the fish coming down the guts. And when you see those big old sharks coming down those sandbars, you go, yeah, I've been surfing that bar all my life, and they've been swimming right under my feet, you know?
Exactly.
Exactly, but... Yeah.
You know, I got hit in the back of the leg one time. I was sitting on my board, and I'm in this huge raft of mullet. You know how that mullet gets out there and gets rafted up in the surf, and we're getting like a groundswell, so, you know, the sets were way far apart and everything. Well, I'm sitting there, and another guy's sitting next to me, and we're shooting a breeze, and all of a sudden, all that mullet starts spraying around us and hitting us in the head, and mullet flying out of the water everywhere,
not
and
good.
Something hit me in the back of my right leg in the calf and completely backflipped me off my board. And I got back up on that board, and I looked up, and that guy's gone. He's heading for the beach.
I don't blame him, man.
I didn't even know the guy. We're just sitting there shooting a bull, and I paddled in. We get up on the seawall, and we get to talking. He said, I saw it. I said, what was it? He said, it was a huge shark. So it bumped my leg when it was chasing that bait. I'm glad he didn't have his mouth open.
That's what I'm saying. He lucky he had a big nose and hit you, man. I saw the first shark bite I've ever seen in Mexico. I was 16 years old, and two of my buddies, we had a Monte Carlo, and on my 16th birthday, we left Corpus Christi and drove all the way across Mexico to the West Coast. And went to Mazatlan, and there's a surf break there called, we were nuts. We had no idea what we were doing. 16 years old, we were stopped by the soldiers. You know, we just didn't know what we were doing. We got sick two or three times on the way, you know, ate everything on the road, just stupid. I think God looks after stupid people. But anyway, we made it over the West Coast, and the first day we pull up this.
Because we got plenty of them.
We pull up to a surf break called Cannons, and it's a point break, and they call it Cannons because when the wave closes out, it's not like a cannon going off. It's boom.
Cool.
Yeah, so we paddle around the point. We get out there, and it's right at daybreak. And there's a couple locals out there, and I hear one of them scream. And they all grab him and start taking him to the beach, and it's just a line of blood, and a shark had bit him on the foot. And so we sat on the beach for like two more days before we went back out there, you know, because we were afraid of that stuff. But he got bit pretty bad, man. So you never know.
You know how waves... You know, you always have, you know, a good point break around, you know, river mouths and tributaries that dump into the ocean. And That's where most of the shark attacks happen, and they're bulls.
Bull shark.
You know, because of fresh water coming down the rivers.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite places in Mexico, Boca de Pisa. You know, it's a big river mouth, and it's real muddy, and it's just one of the best waves in the world. But the bull sharks are so thick. Like I told you, you pull in there, and there's shark jaws all over all the post where all the locals are hanging up their shark jaws.
Oh,
it's really,
boy.
It's real. You're waxing up your board.
That's
you look
very
around,
inviting for
jaws.
Surfers.
It's very inviting over there, you know. And then when you paddle out, all the locals take their chairs out and sit on the beach to watch you.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, one of them you get eaten.
Wonder why they're watching us. Oh, they're waiting to see you go under like a popping cork.
Buddy, that's it.
Blood in the water, baby.
Oh, man. But those ripper mouths are always spooky. You know, in Costa Rica, I searched a lot there. I saw very few sharks, but when I saw one, they were monsters. And we surfed this place called Ochos, and they call it Ochos because the little stick in the ground has the number 8 on it. And they call it Ochos. It's funny.
Ochos.
But, so we pull up there, and I was catching snook in the morning, you know, on feather jigs, and I'd wait till it got light. And all the surfers were on the beach. Nobody's in the water. And I'm going, man, this is weird. And usually they're all just all in the water. And they're all pointing. And about that time, this giant shark came up in the wave. And they were just waiting for him to go by. Once he kind of went down the beach and went away, everybody got in the water, but you could just see him, you know, chasing stuff in the surf. But, man, if you kind of want to pay attention to the locals when you're down there, what's going on. But you don't see many, but when you see them, they're big, Mickey. God almighty. Yeah, it's just
you know, I was reading up on sharks a few weeks ago. I got here early, and I was just piddling around, and there was something about a shark bite somewhere, but then I got to looking into it and all the different pages on there. You know where more shark bites or shark attacks are anywhere than on the planet is at Daytona Beach in Florida.
That's what I was going to tell you, Florida. Yeah. And you look at those aerial footage, look at all the sharks that got coming down those beaches, man. With
well, if our water get clear enough, you could do an aerial photo of Galveston this time of year, and you'd probably see the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah.
I mean, I mean, you can stop anywhere from the jetties to San Luis Pass off Galveston Island, anywhere from 20 to 40 feet of water and just start chumming and put some baits in the water, and you'll catch sharks till your arms fall off.
Mm-hmm. I guess Sharky has a good time on the inshore. He doesn't have any trouble catching them. That's something.
Yeah, if they got a shark fishing trip, they don't have to go far.
That's good stuff.
It's, you know, and I've never fished for them in the bay. I guess I ought to get into that since we got all these bull reds and bull sharks. But
that's what Kelly says. Your bull reds are eating all your trout.
Yeah,
you know, I believe
sharks
it too.
Are eating the bull reds. It's
you find birds. You got giant reds under them now.
You don't want to be on the bottom of the food chain around this place.
But in general, Mickey, your fish are coming back, right? I mean, you guys every year getting bigger and more trout. Yeah,
I mean, we don't. We've got so many dead spots now that were normally live spots, and I think that's more due to habitat loss than anything else. The fish they're going to live where the life is and the live reefs and everything. And we just got spoiled in this bay system where, I mean, every body of water in this bay system, you know, West Bay, Upper and Lower Galveston Bay, all the upstream bays, Trinity Bay, East Bay, I mean, all the reefs were alive, and they were just teeming with fish, and you don't see that anymore. And
the reefs are dead. In other words, the reef died.
Right. Well, we've lost 80% of our oyster shell in this bay, so it's been a game changer for us. And you know, more or less, you can't ride around and find fish like you used to. I remember I'd pull out of Thompson's and turn the corner there at Dow's Reef at Cedar Point, and I could fish easily this time of year 8 or 10 schools up the west side of Trinity Bay, 8 or 10 across the back, and then 8 or 10 or 15 down the east side, you know, out deep working slicks and stuff like that. Or if I didn't want to do that, I'd go to the wells in the middle of the bay, and there just every well was covered up with fish, and then go back in, just make the big loop. You caught fish everywhere you stop, but it's not like that anymore.
You know, what I'm having trouble is the amount of small fish. I went to 7 or 8 different spots with Kelly, and every spot I went, we caught little fish. And we caught some good fish, but so many little fish. I mean, you look around, somebody's got a little fish on constantly. the numbers of small fish. I don't know if the big fish are just so hot they're just not eating, and the little fish are so much more aggressive.
Well, they're in there. Little fish eat, you know, they have to eat a lot more than, than these bigger fish do because they eat smaller baits. I forget how many shrimp a 14-incher will eat in one day's time, but it you can't get to the big fish for the little fish. That's true.
That's what's going on. And, you know, I know these big trout are eating those little ones because we're, you know, we're seeing them eat them. And, you know, we caught one the other day that was on my hook that it ate one. But I just don't remember looking back at all my records. Every place we go is, you know, 12 to 15, 19-inch fish. You know, just tons of them, Mickey. I mean, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Even the bait guys are saying that. The guys throwing croakers said, hey, man, I go through four or five croakers before we get a fish. Then, it'll be a good one or it'll be 25 inches or something. He said, but that he said there's so many little ones, it's hard to catch the slots. And I know there's lots of slots there. But and that's why I'm so glad I'm fishing artificial. If I had to go through that many croakers to get my free fish, God, that costs you $20, you know. At least with plastic, you know, you're throwing them back and it's not costing you a buck every time you throw out there. But
true. So true.
But, God has sent me my girlfriend. It's a good one. He's got a picture of a chameleon lizard, the lizard.
Yeah.
And he says, you know what you call a chameleon that can't change colors?
What?
Reptile dysfunction.
dysfunction.
I'm sorry, that was good. I just got that.
That's pretty good. I
like it. Sorry, I got that first thing this morning with one of my buddies. That was pretty good stuff. He's down the beach fishing, thinking of stuff. And then he's not catching anything because he's sending me stuff like that. But that's good.
Well, there you go.
I got a couple boys that went down like 25, 30 miles today. I know they're going to catch them, man, because those tarpies are running right down the beach. Those small ones, those 20 to 40 pounders, you know.
There's what you want.
And these guys are throwing big spinners, big spinning rods. And the way they got their baits hooked up, it's like a little coon pop. With the plastic on it and with the little tie on it. And when they hook the fish, the lead head and everything comes off. So just got him on a circle hook. But these guys are casting with those things and are popping them loose. It's pretty cool. These guys are pretty good beach fishermen. I know.
Right.
I mean, they're way past me on technology now. And that, golly, it's incredible how these guys are just figuring all this tarpon stuff out. You know, just like Wyatt the other day, I think they caught the, 8 out of 11, you know, that's pretty good odds right there. I'm sure it gets better. But in the old days, you might hook 10 and land one. But now with the equipment and the hooks, you know, the smaller wire hooks and all that stuff, you're catching a lot of tarpies.
Yeah, well, it's that time. You know, and it's about time for redfish start schooling down in your neck of the woods.
They have been, Mickey, but what the problem is we have so many burn boats running into the big schools and busting them up.
Yeah.
You know, if they would learn how, you know, and it's so funny because Kelly and I were talking about this, with trolling motors. So if they would ease into them with a trolling motor, they could fish them for hours. But when you buffalo hunt,
well,
you run right in the middle of everybody catch,
Moving slow in those big herds, but once they start busting them like that with those tower boats and everything,
they're
get them to running, and that's the only way you can catch them. You got to go into them on plane, just cut the key off and cast and get your two or three and then move on to the next one.
There's a big school I've been watching out here back in Yarborough, and there's five or six boats in a circle around them. And they'll sit there all day, you know, and go through all them bulls till they get their two or three slots, you know, out of there. Mm-hmm. But, man, it's hot. I'm just dead still, and those guys are catching them. But, man, I think my redfish, I have very few people that want to catch them. Like, you know, Kelly and I were catching some slot reds. Nobody wants to keep them. Nobody wants them. Everybody wants a big trout down here. So, I mean, the tourists love the reds, but, you know, my guys are the older guys that want to chase, you want to throw artificial.
They're trout snobs, man.
They want
big trout.
What it is, dude. That's exactly what it is. I've ended up with a bunch of trout snobs, and I like it. Right, dude.
Me and you both. Yeah. If it wasn't for the speckled trout, I wouldn't have made a living. I'd say I couldn't catch redfish, but because, Trinity Bay, back in its prime, there wasn't a better place to fish for redfish than that bay. Especially, you know, back there around the river mouth, Anahuac Pocket, and there's still a lot of reds in Anahuac Pocket. I've taken over the world back there, but back then it was all just beautiful slot reds, copperbacks, man. Mm-hmm. Tons of them. And Jack's Pocket, too. And it's just a lot of people don't go for that anymore.
Yeah. What I don't understand is, so we catch a lot of slot reds right now, but in the wintertime, Mickey, I'm catching these giant bull reds with my big trout. And I used to never see that.
Yeah.
I mean, you get a thump on a corky and you think it's a big old trout and you set the hook, it don't move. It's a 40-pound red. You know, it's just so weird, you know, to see that. And that just never happened. So evidently there's enough bait in our system and stuff where they're actually staying all year long in our system. They're not really moving out in the Gulf.
It, in all the years I've been doing this, for forever, you just never had bull reds in the bay. We'd run into a few in East Bay in the summertime, you know, like on Deep Reef and Moody's and Windmill and all that. But the majority of them were slots, but, you know, you had your bull reds too. But that's about the only time we saw them. You had to go, you know, the jetties or the Gulf or whatever to get your bull reds. Now,
that's right. And
the bays are overwhelmed with them, with oversized reds.
Do you have guys fishing for them that want to keep them, that want to keep tagging them?
Man, not really. Not it's too hot to catch bull reds.
Yeah. Golly.
Hey, on trout tackle, get you about three
you
or
long.
Four of those apiece, and everybody's ready to go to the town and drink a beer, man. You know?
I know it, man. God almighty. But I look down the beach, and it's, you know, we used to have a lot of red fishermen. Now it's just so many shark guys now. I don't know if there's money in the shark fishing, but
shark fishing is a big deal down your way now. Everybody's doing it down there.
I mean, I saw 30 rigs with the high racks, you know, the built-in racks with the big rods out.
Hey, they got those trucks rigged out. Those guys are, man, they're high-tech rednecks, buddy. They got all the gear. And, they even drop, you know, they'll drop their baits out with drones or paddle them out, you know, or jet ski them out there and drop them off way out in the Gulf and then set them in the rod holders and wait for the big nibble, baby.
Yeah, I saw them. I got there at daybreak the other day, and they had those big rods out, you know, and they had little glow sticks on the line so people wouldn't run them on the beach. But they pretty much got it down. But, you know, and the thing is, Mickey, on the old days, those shark, you drive down the beach and there'd be a bunch of big dead sharks on the beach with people caught with the jaws cut out. They don't kill them. They turn them back.
Yeah.
They video them and turn those fish back. I mean, that is something. Isn't it how things have changed? You know, they all they want is
a few guys
on the
bit like that, too, you know.
Yeah, I see those guys handling those big hammerheads. I go, man, you're nuts. They spraddle over their back, pulling their jaws up.
Yeah, man, come on, man.
A man can lose something there. It's not good.
That's like a snake handler. Sooner or later, they're going to get bit.
Oh, God, man. When I get a shark, I usually cut the hook off, let him have the hook, and
hey,
I'm done.
He can have it all. I'm not messing with it. He can
have it all, buddy.
I'm not into that. Man. All right, Cliff. Well, hey, man, I enjoyed the conversation today. It was good stuff. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you, give them a number so they can reach you.
All right, Mickey, area code 361-949-0707. I'll be fishing a little more this week. Hope I got
that's
something.
That's all right. Hey, man. Watch the heat. All right, brother.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Cliff. See you, man.
All right. Later.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.